From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Washington Post says a fractious phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull took place. We get more from Phil Mercer.
Australian officials have confirmed that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and U.S. President Donald Trump had a robust conversation over the weekend that was shorter than expected. The Washington Post has reported that Trump accused the Australian leader of seeking to export the next Boston bombers to America. The United States struck the refugee accord with Canberra last November. It could see up to 1,250 migrants from Australia's offshore camps be resettled in the US once they pass US vetting. Many are from Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
The Pentagon says a list of exemptions to President Trump's 90-day ban on immigration from seven countries will now include people who have aided the U.S. military. And opinion polls show the ban is supported by roughly one-half of all Americans. There were attacks in eastern Ukraine Thursday, the fifth day of renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. The sound of shelling was heard in the direction of the town of Agivka. American United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned what she called Russia's aggressive actions in eastern Ukraine and warned that U.S. sanctions would remain on Russia until the Crimean Peninsula is returned to Ukraine. She called for an end to the fighting. The European Parliament voted in a landslide Thursday to back free visa travel for Georgian citizens to 30 European countries. This is VOA News.